Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're looking at something, well, pretty everyday, right? Dry cleaning.
Right.
But maybe not what you first think of. We're digging into the technology that's increasingly running things behind the counter dry cleaning apps.
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of this hidden layer.
Think of it as, you know, the inside scoop on how even businesses that seem really traditional are getting a major software upgrade.
Absolutely. And when you hand over your nice jacket or whatever, there's actually quite a bit going on there, a sophisticated operation.
Mm-hmm.
So these dry cleaning apps we're talking about, they're basically specialized software. They're designed really carefully to handle, well, everything from the tricky bits of fabric care right through to managing relationships with you, the customer.
It's way more than just like a digital order pad then.
Oh, much more. It's a comprehensive tool, really.
Okay, so we've gathered some info on this. And what we want to do today is break it down for you. We'll look at the features, you know, what these apps actually do.
And benefits too.
Right.
For the businesses.
Yes, the benefits for them, how they actually work step by step. And what a dry cleaner even thinks about when choosing one.
Which matters to you as a customer, even if indirectly.
Right. We'll even touch on some of the kind of big names in this app world. The mission here is just to give you a clear picture of this tech and, you know, the impact it's having.
And it is having an impact because, like you said, dry cleaning seems simple. Drop off, clean, pick up.
Yeah, pretty straightforward on the surface.
But these apps, they really show there's this whole other level of operational stuff. Efficiency, customer service, things that often make the experience better for you.
Okay, so let's dive into like the core of these apps. What actually makes them tick? The core functions.
Yeah, the engine room, so to speak.
And a big piece of that, I guess, is the POS system, the point of sale.
Definitely. And it's really pivotal. It's not just about ringing you up or taking your payment.
Right.
It's deeply tied into managing what's actually in the shop.
Yeah.
You know, which clothes have come in, where they are in the cleaning cycle.
Oh, interesting.
And even tracking supplies like detergents and things, it's all connected.
Okay, that makes sense. And then order tracking. That sounds, well, kind of obvious, but I guess it's more important than it sounds.
I think so. Because think about it, knowing exactly where your favorite shirt is from drop off right through to being ready for pickup, that transparency.
It gives you peace of mind, right?
Exactly. Haven't you ever had that little nagging feeling? Is it ready? Did they lose it?
Uh-huh. Totally.
Order tracking helps get rid of that worry. And for the business, it's just crucial for keeping things organized and, you know, efficient. But for you, less stress. Simple as that.
Yeah, less stress is good. Okay, what about customer management? You mentioned that earlier. This sounds like where it gets personal.
It really is. If you think about what makes good service, well, remembering things about you is a big part of it.
Like preferences.
Exactly. Storing your preferences. Maybe you like extra starch, or maybe you've got an allergy to something. And also your order history.
So they know what you usually bring in.
Right. Imagine they just know you prefer light starch automatically. Or they remember that sensitivity, that level of personalized care. It's huge for satisfaction, and the apps make it possible.
It really does make you feel like looked after.
Yeah.
Okay, and inventory management. That's not just the clothes, is it? You mentioned supplies.
Not just clothes, no. It tracks all the other stuff too. The detergents, the solvents, maybe even hangers, bags, all those materials.
Why is that so important?
Well, it helps the business stay organized, obviously, but also it cuts down on waste. They don't overorder supplies, they don't run out unexpectedly, and that efficiency, that can actually affect, you know, their costs and maybe even the prices they charge you.
Ah, okay. You know? And one more core thing, delivery. Lots of places offer that now.
And the apps often manage that coordination, arranging pickups, scheduling deliveries right through the app itself. That's massive convenience for people with busy lives.
A few taps on your phone, schedule a pickup. Yeah, I can see that.
Or getting those notifications saying, your delivery is on its way. It just smooths out the whole process for you.
Okay, so that's the what. Now the why. We've touched on it. But let's really dig into the benefits for the business and then how that flows down to you, the customer.
Right. Well, the big one is just efficiency. Huge efficiency gains.
Well, so.
Automating tasks. Things like creating invoices, managing that inventory we talked about, scheduling deliveries. It all saves time. Lots of time.
Freeing up staff.
Exactly. Freeing them up maybe for better quality control or just getting your clothes back to you faster. We've seen cases where automating, say, the tagging of garments cuts processing time significantly.
And that speed, that efficiency, you feel that as a customer.
You definitely can. And then there's customer retention, which we sort of mentioned.
keeping you coming back.
Yeah. If they offer that personalized service, remember what you like, make the whole thing smooth, you're just much more likely to stick with them, aren't you? Builds loyalty.
Makes sense. Nobody wants mistakes with their clothes either. Do these apps help there?
Yeah, they really do. Automation is key again. When you digitize things, recording the details of each garment, tracking it through cleaning, you cut down massively on manual entry.
Fewer chances for human error.
Precisely. Fewer mix-ups, fewer problems with your order, just smoother sailing.
And cost savings for the business. How does that play out?
Well, better efficiency, less waste from inventory management, fewer errors. It all adds up. Lower overhead.
So maybe they can offer better prices or invest elsewhere.
Potentially, yes. Or invest in better equipment, better training. Things that ultimately benefit you too, maybe through better cleaning quality.
And I guess it all comes together as just a better overall customer experience.
That's the bottom line, really. Getting those real-time updates on your phone, booking online easily, just the feeling that it's all seamless. It makes your life easier, less hassle, less stress.
Okay, that paints a pretty clear picture of the benefits. Let's lift the hood a little bit. How do these things actually work? What's the setup like?
Well, for the business, the first step is configuration. They need to tell the app about their specific setup.
Like their services and prices.
Exactly. What cleaning services they offer, how much they charge for, you know, a suit versus a dress, any special treatments, and setting up logins for their staff, too, with different permissions.
Right. And then for you, the customer, how do you get started?
Usually pretty simple. You'd sign in or create a profile, put in your contact details.
And those preferences we talked about.
Yes, exactly. Starch level, allergies, anything like that. And you'd also be able to see your past orders there. That's where the personalization really starts to build.
Okay, so I've dropped off my stuff. What's happening in the app then? Order processing.
Right. So your clothes get logged into the system. Often they get a unique tag or barcode.
For tracking.
For tracking, yeah. And the staff input any specific cleaning notes for each item. Then, as it moves through washing, pressing, whatever, its status gets updated in the app.
And payments. Nobody likes clunky payment systems.
No. So the app usually automates the invoicing based on what was done. And then it links up with secure payment systems.
Like online checkouts.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Secure gateways that handle card payments safely. So you can pay easily, maybe online, maybe in the store, often contactless, super smooth.
And inventory management. We keep coming back to that. How does it work day to day?
It's constantly tracking things in the background. As cleaning solutions are used, the app deducts them from the stock count. As packaging is used, same thing.
So they always know what they have.
Ideally, yeah. Yes. Helps them reorder supplies just in time. And it also keeps a running tally of how many customer garments are currently in process or ready to be picked up.
Gotcha. And the final step, getting your clothes back. Completion and delivery.
Once everything's clean and ready, the app updates the order status. Boom.
And you get a notification?
Usually, yeah. An email or maybe a notification on your phone saying, come and get it.
Or if you're getting delivery.
Then the app helps coordinate that too. Scheduling the driver, maybe even letting you track them, giving you an ETA, manages that whole final leg.
Okay, that makes sense. So if I'm a dry cleaner thinking about getting one of these apps, what are the big things I need to consider? And why should you, listening, care about what they consider?
Well, a huge one is just, is it easy to use?
For the staff.
For the staff, yeah. If the software is clunky and needs tons of training, it could actually slow things down instead of speeding them up.
Which means slower service for me.
Exactly. A good, intuitive interface for the team means smoother, faster service for you. Simple as that.
Right. What else? Tech support must be important. If it breaks.
Oh, vital. Absolutely vital. Things go wrong with tech sometimes. The business needs to know they can get help fast from the app provider.
To avoid disruption.
Right. Minimal disruption to their service means your clothes get back to you on time.
Good point. And what about growth? Maybe they're a small shop now, but hope to expand.
Scalability. That's the term. The app needs to be able to grow with the business.
Handle more orders, more staff.
Yes. More users, more orders, maybe add new features later on. It needs to handle that increased load without falling over. That ensures reliable service long term.
And connecting with other systems, yeah. Like accounting software or something?
Integration, yeah.
Yeah.
That's often really important. Can the dry cleaning app talk to their accounting package? Or maybe a system they use for managing customer emails, like a CRM?
Why does that matter?
It just creates a much more efficient operation overall. Less double entry of data, a better view of the whole business, and that efficiency can trickle down, maybe allowing them to offer you more personalized deals or communications because all the info is connected. They get that sort of 360-degree view of you as a customer.
Okay, makes sense. So who are some of the actual companies providing these apps? Can you give us a few examples?
Sure. There are quite a few now, but some well-known ones. Clean Cloud is one.
Clean Cloud. What's their angle?
They're known for being cloud-based, which means accessible from anywhere, generally quite simple to use, and pretty good at integrating with other software.
Okay, another one.
ExploreSpot is another big player. They tend to offer a really comprehensive platform. Goes beyond just orders and payments, lots of tools for customer marketing and engagement too.
Right. Kind of an all-in-one solution?
Sort of, yeah. And maybe one more, Compass Max is often mentioned.
And their strength.
People often praise its user-friendly design, its interface, and apparently it's quite flexible, adaptable to different kinds of dry cleaning businesses. But these are just, you know, examples. Businesses use these kinds of tools to serve you better.
Right. So wrapping this up then, It seems pretty clear these apps aren't just like a gimmick. They're actually quite fundamental now for a modern dry cleaner.
I'd say so. They are significant tools for optimizing the whole industry, really.
Bringing real benefits.
Absolutely. Benefit for the businesses, sure, efficiency, cost savings, but crucially, benefits for you, the customer.
Better service.
Better, more personalized service, definitely. More convenience, fewer errors, just an overall smoother, less stressful experience getting your clothes cleaned.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? You think about other industries that seem, you know, pretty traditional on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
What other everyday services are probably being run by sophisticated software behind the scenes that we just don't see?
That's a great question. Food delivery, maybe?
Yeah.
Logistics? Even things like booking appointments.
Yeah. It's definitely interesting to think about all that hidden tech that's just quietly shaping how we interact with businesses every day.
Mm.
Something to ponder, for sure.